Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Raise Roofing. This is Melissa. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Matt over here, Local Splash.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I am good. I've been so meaning to call you. I know I've been so busy, but I wanted to first off say thank you for that positive review you put on our page. That was very, very nice of you guys, and
absolutely.
We definitely appreciate that. Have you been using the dashboard in terms of getting reviews on the five stars?
Yes, we've got 8 reviews on there.
I see 5. Is it 8? Is it 8 or is it 5?
Yeah,
Hold on, let me double check.
We got 8.
Oh, it
Google
is 8. You're
reviews.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Great, great.
We did just
You should
get
be doing
metal...
the paper lead soon once we get you approved for that, so that should definitely help you too.
Yeah.
Have you started to get calls and stuff? How's things going?
Well,
I haven't really checked.
We've gotten 2 leads from Facebook,
okay.
But they were,
okay.
If one was really strange. I called, the guy was like spam and hung up, and I put the notes in there and whatnot. And then when I tried to call back, I went straight to voicemail. I also tried to text them and didn't hear back. So I just counted it as a,
I got,
you know,
I saw Haram, Avant, and then Gregory Brooks on your thing
so
far. Do you know
those
2 people? Okay.
So Gregory Brooks, that one's kind of strange because that one I already have as a contact lead from Angie's list before we, like, quit with them, and that was another one. You can never get a hold of them and things like that. So... I don't know if it's just been, like, filtered in there or whatever, and I tried to look them up on Facebook.
He obviously called from the campaigns, okay, because we have a tracking phone number on all our campaigns, so he definitely come out. And then there's a couple texts, too. Like, I think they texted you, too, right? So
those were texts that I sent to them.
I never got
any response, yeah.
Oh, you didn't get response yet. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, obviously,
and I've been trying
so
to reach
to
out to Gregory for like a month. I put notes on it. It is what it is. But at least people are seeing it.
Yeah, you're gonna start. Like I said, the first month it takes a little ramp up, but like month 2 is when everything takes off. So that's the great news. And then once we get you on the paper leads. Those are the Glengarrys. Like, that's the amazing lead. So they are working on everything. Obviously, we got to get that application approved with Google. There's a lot of notes here, too. So I've been reading over your notes. So, I mean, the team is definitely getting on everything. So, but,
that's fine. And they said it was like 30 to 60 days for the verification, right?
Yeah. So those leads are going to really help you guys, for you can delineate like what you want. So, but you being on top of Google and your Facebook writer, those two will get you. All it's going to take is one solid job, and it's like, okay, now you guys are finally, performing and getting something moving. Are you guys have any jobs going right now, or has it been like really slow ultimately for you guys?
We did a roof out in Emerald Isle, and then got the deposit for a roof here in Hampstead, well, close to us in Hampstead, for a metal roof, and that'll be the first one, underneath our name, our belt, so we're pretty excited about that one.
Yeah. And then I would recommend sending they have a bunch of photos here too on your Google business profile. Did we help you set that up, or did you guys already have that set up already? Your Google business profile?
You guys, and then my AIO was setting it up as well, and then I've added pictures in there as well.
Because I was gonna say there's a lot of photos in there, so So keep using our dashboard. Have you used our dashboard to get the 5-star where you go at the top and you click on reviews and then request review? Like, have you used that feature?
I have sent it out to people. I have. Some of them got on there right away. Some of them were like, yeah, we'll do it. And then I didn't see them on there yet. So it's just
hit
or miss when it comes to Google.
It's such a numbers game. Like, 30% of the people will do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, only but as long as you keep doing it and you keep using that feature, it does work. Like, my 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 Stingray Electric that I always talk about. They're like at 196 now, right?
And that's
then,
awesome.
Like we have a pest control company. It's anyways, he's like at 9. He's almost at 100 now. So
nice.
Like the more
nice.
You use that, and the more we keep getting more 5-star reviews, that's really gonna help you guys, because we want to get to like 25 as quickly as possible, because that's like
okay.
a magic number right there. It's like you're just okay. enough where okay, people will take you more seriously. You know.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, we'll definitely keep on trying to get some out there.
Yeah, no, you're going to be fine. You're definitely going to be fine. So, yeah, I just wanted to touch base, and then we'll definitely keep in touch. And you guys should start getting more and more phone calls as you start, like, getting ranked and everything going. And, you know, did you guys already have a website, or did we build you one?
Yeah, we already have the website, yeah.
Yeah. That's good, yeah, because the website looks great, by the way. So, yeah, I
awesome.
Really like the website. Yeah, it looks fantastic, and I think, yeah, you guys are going to be fine in terms of long-term here. It's just, it takes, like I said, it takes a little ramp up, but next month, you guys are going to see a lot more action. And even towards, like, maybe the middle of this month, I would assume so, even too, so... And it's the holidays too, so it's like that.
Yeah, we totally
too.
Get it. Yeah. So we're
But at least you're out of the Angie's,
though.
Huh? Did you,
yeah.
How did that?
They tried.
You just put
I
the block
on
them and
them.
Everything.
Yeah, we blocked the card, got a new card and everything, and I called them.
Nice.
And they literally tried to take $7,000 out of my account when I was on the phone with them.
Huh.
To pay for the 35% for the year. And I was like,
and what did you tell them?
I told them, I was like, if you ever try to do that again, I will file a lawsuit on you.
Yeah.
I was like, I brought up the whole federal
FCC?
Thing that you
and what they say
that
on that?
Up. They,
uh-huh.
And she just kind of like was trying to overtalk me. They haven't, they let us keep it up until the 20th, and then nothing can hit the account again. I'm just worried, like, I don't want it to hit our credit type of deal, but.
Dude, honestly, no, they're not going to hit your credit. They're not going to hit your credit. If they do something crazy like that, freaking, you know, I would just small claims court them, you know, like, if they do something crazy, like, in the matter of the fact, though, like, you had to do this. They were just taking your guys' $2,000 every month, and you guys were losing money. Like, it was, like, a have to have. And I tell your guys' story. I don't bring up your name of your business, but I tell your story all the time to people because, like, what they did to you and how you had to, like, strong-arm them to get out of hell, as I call it, it's ridiculous.
I have
such a bad taste at Angie's because of what they do to people. And this is why the government came after them. And honestly,
and
I hope one day.
That was in 23. I pulled them up and went and downloaded
it was a
all their files and everything.
Settlement. Did you see it? $7.2 million they had to give back. So,
and
they're
it was
still.
For everything that they're doing today. Like what
yeah,
they did
and they're
to
still
me,
doing
like,
it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just cost of doing business for them. They just like, they took that little slap on the hand and they're like, okay, well, we can keep doing it because we're making all this money. And you know, it's like, where's the government to protect people like against this shady, you know, business practices? And it's sad because I have seen your story being behind my desk so many times that I literally just like hate that business with a passion because if I didn't have called you and said, hey, get out, you guys would have just kept like trying to say, okay, well, eventually it's going to turn around. And it wouldn't.
And I feel like they were, even the people that we like were able to get in contact with, they were like, yeah, we went through Angie's and we've had like 10 people here for estimates, you know, like they're not even like giving us legit leads. And I think like with like this Gregory Rooks one, which was kind of weird, that was an Angie lead. And then it came on this one. I almost felt like, is this like a lead no one, you know, was able to get in contact with, so they just filtered it out, you know, and like, well, let's see if we'll give it to Rays and we'll call it like, well, we gave you a lead, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Cause a lot of the people,
things like, yeah. So once we get you more on the, like, you know, keywords showing up for you guys, for roofing in the area, like, you're going to start getting more and more calls. So it's just any day now. Like, I'm looking at everything. It's really any day now, until you guys, like, your phones start ringing more and more. So, but
that's
let's definitely, cause you're in a good portal and a good area. Like, my roofers, they do phenomenally well. Like, once we get the steam, like, and it's built up, like, you guys, it's just a matter of time once you guys are, like, fully on Google. Because there's so much work that we do the initial first few weeks that, like, you guys don't see all of that. But it's so much work that goes behind the scenes to like,
that's
programming
awesome.
And linking the website. And, you know, and I'm glad you're getting the five-star reviews and you took that seriously. Because, like, that is really important, Melissa, like, to you know, make sure that, you know, you're getting the results, you know?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. So.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys are still staying somewhat busy though. And like, you're getting some work out there. Cause I just wanted to check in on you.
Yeah, we did a couple repairs and, did that one roof job and the big church that we did, they called us because, their sanctuary started leaking and they do want to replace it, but they were holding off because, they had it done 2 years ago by a different company.
Oh.
So when they called them for the repair there, they're out of business now.
Oh.
The company's out of business.
That's
so we have totally scored them, and the pastor called Joe directly. So I was like, that is awesome. So that was like,
dude, that's
really
God right there. If you like, you know, it's,
literally,
it's totally like for the pastor to be like calling you guys. You know, it's like, wow, that's really good. You know, it's just really good to hear that. And like, and you know, you guys are staying busy right now. So yeah, I mean, like, we are so much closer than when we first started. And for you guys to start showing up, especially on the map section where people can start calling you. But I hope that we get you on the paper leads, you know, on there, because right now on paper leads, what I'm looking at, ELO Roofing, the Dantzler Group, and Bigfoot Roofing and Construction right now are the ones that are doing the paper leads right this second.
In our area?
Yep, in Jacksonville.
I've never even heard of those companies.
Bigfoot Roofing and Dantzler. Wait. Hold on. No, my apologies. I put Florida. My bad.
I've never heard
of
these. Wait a second.
Yeah. So Premier Roofing, Monarch Roofing, and Affordable Roofing and Construction.
I've heard of
right
Monarch,
now.
And I've heard of Premier. So
Premier. Yeah. So those are the three people right now running like their Google paper leads. Right?
Okay.
And honestly, I can't wait till you guys are there. Because once you get a taste of how good these leads are, and like, it's like the cherry on top. It's really, really fantastic. Like, I haven't told you about this guy. I have a guy in New York. And he literally, before, like it took a couple calls with him, but he was spending like 15 grand on Google himself.
Oh,
and I told him, I said, look, if you let my team come in and take over all your ad campaigns, I'll save you at least 25%. He's like, no way. That's not even possible. I said, you want to bet? I said, if I save you at least 25%, you owe me $100. Right? And he's like, all right, deal. All right? He's already been with us for a few months now, and he's at 37% savings. Like,
wow,
he literally,
that's
like,
awesome.
Went down. So it's been an incredible, like, just on that. So I love what our team does and like how we, you know, are able to juggle all the businesses that we have, you know, because we have a lot of clients.
Absolutely.
Like, like so many thousands of people now. And,
that's awesome.
But the cool thing is you guys are going to, like I said, start coming into it. Like that's just God just saying right there with the roof and the pastor and that right there just made my day. So I appreciate you sharing that with me.
yeah,
and
I'm pretty
really
excited
can't
that
wait
Joe got
see.
That call.
Yeah. There's just no, there's like I said, he's looking out for you. Like, you guys kind of, you had a little bad experience with Angie's, but, you know, I told the lady today, she's spending like $600 a month and been with him for 4 months and literally have not got one job off of him. And kind of wow. like just reminded me of you guys. And I kind of brought up your story, like, hey, I got this roofing company. They were spending $2,000 a month with Angie's and just literally like working for Angie's, you know?
Yeah.
And,
So
I told her, I said, you have to send them a real nasty email and you got to just stay on the ground
and
you got to cancel.
I sent three. It was on the thread with the sales guy, the lady that was supposed to be like our onboarding for the first month, and then she mysteriously was never in the office, and then their manager, and I gave them a nice strong email and did not hear a response back, and I also text Brett, and he never even, I think he blocked me because he never even read the message.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, you're leaving me and you're not, yeah, and it's kind of like one of those things. Let me ask, like, I don't know how those people sleep good at night. Like, I could never work for a company that didn't. Like, 93% of my businesses stay with me, right? And it's, and they've done studies on it, right? So 7% of people, we just can't help. It's like, it's either the wrong business or they don't pick up their phone. There's like little things that happen. So, but for the most part, we're working. And, but those people that work for that company, they know deep down in their souls that they're not doing people right. And
I know,
you know, if that's
up.
How people got to make money, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So,
and that's not what I want our company to be like affiliated with. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
We're an honest
and,
company and we hold ourselves very high up on the ladder.
That's good. All above reproach,
you know?
As they say.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? You have to have those standards and you have to be honest and ethical because it comes back tenfold, right? Like that's
why, absolutely.
You know, I got a referral appointment today. A client just sent me a referral today at 2 o'clock our time. So I'm calling this guy to sign him up. He's a contractor and, you know, so, you know, I always get referrals too because of, you know, just once people's taste and start getting results. So I'm excited once you guys get results, you know, cause you know, a lot of people refer me business out, you know, because of like, you know, it's kind of like I scratch your back, you scratch mine, you know?
right. Absolutely. When I talked to my AIO who's been helping us, I did keep them on. They dropped our cost a month because Sam and I work pretty well together. I told them to leave Google alone. They can still, you know, do the website stuff and they can do the Facebook posts for me and the Instagram posts because now I'm seeing not only what you guys are doing on Facebook, but also them. So we're getting some good feedback on that as well. But I even sent them a message about like how you guys have an app that's user friendly and this, that, and the other and like told Sam about it. And I was like, you guys should look into stuff like that because, you know, this is why I went with them. It's a lead.
Hey, don't tell them our sauce. Oh my gosh.
But
that's not good.
No, it wasn't like totally like, you know, like giving up all the sauce, you know, but I was like, he wanted to know why I did it. Cause he was like, well, we were going to get you the, on the Google leads and this, that, and the other. And I was like, yeah, but you guys don't have an app. They have a whole app and everything's tracked in there and it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, because I was going to completely
stop. No, we spent millions and millions of dollars on our technology. Like, you know, we didn't become the best and the biggest in the industry by accident, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. He like, what did he say about all that stuff though? What did he was pretty impressed
with it. He was definitely impressed with it. And he was like, I showed him a screenshot of like the picture of like when you open the app. But he is like, yeah, we don't do anything like that. And I was like, well, see, that's why I'm only going to use you for X, Y, and Z. And I'm going to use these guys for this, and this. And he was like, okay, I understand it. Like he's a really good guy. They're based out of Chicago, but, very easy to talk to. He's very caring and he, you know, listens to how I want him to do things. So it was kind of a hard relationship.
Yeah, they just became they just became a Google partner in 2019. So they're a decent company. I wouldn't say they are, but they're definitely not like they are not even. I'll say this politely, they're not competition to us. But
right.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies out there, that do try to do what we do, and there's there's some that are good, and then there's some that are just like, don't ever get results. But nice thing about us is like we're like so systematic, and we do this day in and day out, I'm just excited to see your growth and see where, we take it and where your story is in 6 months from now, because, as long as we get you one solid job, like a month, that's kind of where we want to get to at least, right?
Absolutely.
A good solid roofing job, like that's going to make a world of difference for your guys' company. And then
definitely
the repair jobs, and then, that stuff. So, like I said, right now we're just building steam, but it's eventually going to get there, Melissa, where you guys are, like, just taking off. And you're going to be my
I'll
next
be
video
cool
that
with
I always
that.
Talk about, So, but
I
appreciate you taking some time and telling me. And, definitely tell your – to make sure when you talk with the account rep with us again, that you tell them that you're going to keep the MyAIO, excuse me, because we just don't want that to screw up anything. Okay.
Yeah. And I believe I did tell Miss Stephanie that I was going to keep them for the Facebook posts. They only do the posts. It's not ads. They'll do the posts for that and Instagram, and then they handle my website. So that's, and I told them to stay off of Google, and Sam was like, okay. So.
And you feel like that's worth that cost to do that for you, so you don't have to do it?
Yeah, because they do a good job, and he's actually at seeing if he can bring it down a little bit more. He kind of cut it in half for me this month. But he was like, I really don't want to let you go, so I'm going to try and drop it even more next month. So I'm like, heck yeah, something I don't have to do. I shoot him over some pictures, and then he does it for me. I'm like, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool that they're like, that's like convenience factor, That's something like we kind of like people ask me all the time, will you post for us and da-da-da-da? And I'm like, look, we're a marketing agency, I'm not your like –
Personal
that's where the MyAIO like comes into handy, right? Where they're good at that stuff, but we're good at getting you leads over time, right? That's what we're really good at specializing,
And I'm cool with that. I have the best of both worlds at this point in time.
Yeah. Just make sure you tell that to your, to us again. Just make sure you clarify, like, look, all they're doing is posting. They're not running any ads or anything. I was very clear. They're just going to manage the website for me too, so it's not a hidden surprise to your account manager here, because like technically speaking, we're not supposed to have another SEO company, tied to you while we're working on it as well, because it could cause conflict. But you're making sure that they're not doing anything that could conflict with us. I don't think it would be a problem, but just make sure you tell your account manager just so we don't run into any hiccups along the way.
Okay. And Sam did say, if I did have to leave, I can take the website with me. It is my domain. So he'll get me the information for that. So, like I said, I did mention it to Stephanie, but I will double clarify with her because she didn't really say what you just told me. So
you like
Stephanie?
She's been good to you?
Yeah, such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I was having a problem. I guess there was a glitch in Google for a little bit where once I added you guys on, because I was going to take my AIO off. I lost like management capability. So she had to like do some like backtracking to see what was going on. And come to find out there was like a glitch. So I ended up going in there and figuring out putting my personal account as manager as well. So I'm able to manage it as Razor Ruffin through my other Gmail account. And then I was just like, I'll just leave, you know, the regular Gmail account as the it manager, but I'm like, so I'm, let's see, Joe's manager, and then I'm like the Mac Daddy one that has all control of it. So you'll see Arctic Phoenix and then Joe Roan on there.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just happy that you got 8, like, Google reviews and, like, things are moving, like, on that. That's,
oh, yeah.
That's really cool. You know?
And they're really good reviews,
I'm gonna,
too.
I'll say some prayers that you get some calls this month. We need a couple more jobs, you know?
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, you should start seeing results, though. Like, there's no doubt. I'm not even questioning. It's just a matter of when, right?
Yeah. And I get it. It's the holidays and stuff, too. So, I mean.
Yeah.
I'll be ready to go, you know, if I don't see anything this month. Like, I know January will bring it, so it'll be
fine. Oh, yeah, January is definitely bringing it. But I think you're going to get something this month, like at least a repair job. We got to get you something, you know? And, you know, but you are on track and you're moving. And you filled out all the paperwork, right, for the background check?
Oh, yeah. Yep, everything's been done. Yep.
Okay, good. Just making sure the team's got you done on that too, because I'm like so much notes on your account right now. Oh my god, like I could read a textbook here. So
I love it.
But that's good. I'm glad everybody's staying on top of it. But yeah, definitely, I'll be touching base with you every so much, and keep using the app and everything, and the tools there to like keep getting you the 5-star reviews. Okay.
Yes, absolutely, Matt. Thank you so very much for giving us a call today.
Yep, no worries. You have a great rest of your day. You take care.
You too.
All right.
Bye.